degrades very fast because they are very efficient in terms of recycling household waste. So, and the good thing is that when you change their soil, you can use that to grow carrots without adding any other additives. So they are basically helping every.
They're like a one-stop shop, providing you with everything you need: meat, fertilized soil, and there's also a sideline which I think you mentioned during our business programs of they produce slime, which we normally think of as the kind of stuff that you need to get rid of. But what are the commercial value? What's the commercial value of snail slime?
Okay, so snails as a value chain starts. Nothing goes to waste. So one, you have the slime, that is the fluid it walks on. If it was human, would say sweat. That particular thing has been known to have good pH that is used for the base of pharmaceuticals. They are used for anti-aging creams, scar treatments, and it has now become the craze. Now people are buying a kilo for $22,000 per a kilo. So
$22,000.
Yes, snail slime for $22,000
per kilo. But you need a specialized machine to sort of harvest that. And by
extension,
you can't
just pick up a snail and rub it on your face.
Oh. But most people also give it free range to roam on their faces, and that also does the job.
I've seen videos like that.
Oh yes.
Yes.
People are using
for facial treatment.
Therapy for facial, for body treatment. And they take off, they also nibble scar tissues off certain places. So they are good for almost everything.
Crikey.
And their shells, in the olden days when people had osteoporosis, like broken, fragile bones, etc., they will put it in fire, burn it, dry burn it for a long time, and then grind it on the stone grinders, and then add it to people's feed. Because it's almost 89% calcium. And the impurities are very little. So that's what people were using back then. My grannies were using, I knew a lot of people that when they were older, and pregnant women were also putting their porridges and eating that. So the value chain is the slime, the meat itself, which we have FDA approval to package in pouches to sell.
Okay.
And some, a kilo goes for as much as 250 CDs. That is better than any other
Wait, a kilo of snails.
Yes.
Typically, on an average, how many of such do you find in a kilo?
You can have about 8 to 10.
8 to 10?
Yes.
So, on an average, about 25 CDs.
Yes. Yes. That's why they do a markup of 50 CDs.
And we will go and buy snails at 70. Yes. You see, because of where I grew up, when I'm buying snails, it hurts my soul.
Aggrieved.
Yes.
Like, it really hurts me.
Aggrieved of Akropong.
Massa! 250 CDs per kilo. That's good business.
Yeah.
You said currently you have employed about 22 people at your Dansuman,
the facility. We have a demo farm there that anyone can work in. We do free training, by the way. You just say, I'm youth. Even if you have gray hair, you say you are youth. That's the password.
You just need to identify.
Exactly. Hey. You identify as a youth and we'll give you free training.
Trisolids.
We'll do free training for churches, organizations, anyone at all. You just call us. We come for free, do trainings for you. And if you want to visit the facility, we do that for you. Yes, we are there, 22.
And you're an installer of setups for some of these facilities as well, for people who want to go into that.
Yes.
So, how many clients have you served so far since you started?
We have 187 clients.
That you are currently serving?
Yes, and one greenhouse is around 30,000 CDs.
So a greenhouse of 30,000 CDs covers what kind of space?
Okay. So you can do about 5 meter by 5 meter.
Yeah.
Which was the same thing we're singing all year. Or you can do a 7.5 meters by 5 meters.
Okay.
Or you can do a 10 meters by 5 meters. That's 50 meters squared. Like, worst case, if you want something to use as a yardstick, maybe a three-bedroom.
Okay.
Like, three rooms, the boy squatters.
Yes.
What they call boy squatters, back to back.
Yeah.
Three rooms like that.
That sort of space.
For 30,000 Ghana CDs.
Yes.
And with that kind of setup, that's the entire thing, including the snails, the cost of the snails.
A water storage tank on a stand,
irrigation
system that when you turn on one lever, then it's raining inside the whole greenhouse. You get a 1,000 snails. You get the training. We treat the soil. We give you some feed to last you up to about 2 months. And then we provide you with a contract that states that we'll buy back from you once your produce are ready.
And in about a year or less, you should be having 100,000 snails.
Yes.
Going with the 1 to 100.
Yes. Currently, because we domesticated a lot of them, and like I said, they are now not laying twice. So we are getting about 50 of them. So 1 is to 50 now.
1 is to 50. Okay. So about 50,000.
Yes.
So that 50,000, if I'm having about 10 of them per kilo.
Yeah.
So that one, I'm going to about 5,000.
Yes. But that is about maybe a year and a half.
That's fine. Kilo. Don't worry. Yeah. For simulation purposes. So 5,000 times 250 cities.
Yeah.
And now you're in business.
Yeah.
You are in real business. Wow. Try Solace.
I mean, it just sounds like an extraordinary multiplier effect. And the amazing thing is that people hadn't even thought of this much. As I said, most people are thinking of things like breeding rabbits or grass cutters. But the idea that this is something, and something that you can do in your own backyard without too much space. You have spoken, though, about the speed of the upscale because they generate so fast. Was that a challenge that you faced in the early years, that you almost were producing too much to be able to handle your own output?
Yes, that was exactly the case. So like every other youthful person, we're so enthused that we're only looking at them reproducing, and we're like, how do we keep all these snails? How are we going to have a facility to hold all these? So now we became more generous. We're giving to a lot more people, and that helped in the research as well. So we're getting a lot more feedback. So you now dash it to pastors, friends, family, you know, everyone who needed. And they were also excited to start raising them. So we started raising them till we got to a stage that we said, no, we have to think commercial quantities. So now we had to move from the hobbyist approach to a business and start thinking of commercial structures.
And that's when you move to your current Dansaman site with all the facilities. I mean, what sort of money would you encourage a young person to get together to begin to invest in a snail farm of their own if it's something that appeals to them?
Okay. So we, for instance, say that start with zero and build up.
Literally.
So why start with zero is because the same thing we did. We'd all encourage young people to go fancy and come to the 30,000 level, right? That is commercial quantities. Those that have tested theories and know that this is what I want to do, have financing to do that. But you can just look around. You have a chop box. You have other speakers, other things that are you know, looking like a rectangular or a triangle and a square-shaped something. Just put soil in there. Put it in a cool, dry place. Start raising your snails, and then once you know that things are going very well for you and that is what you want to do, you can come, because the training is free. We give you free training. We give you every other thing that you can have. And if you want the structures as well, we have structures that we've pre-fabricated already, some going for 700 CDs, some going for 1,400, 2,000, up to 52,000 CDs for
wow
structures.
Wow.